Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Deep Thoughts from the Shallow End. We welcome you to the show. It's brought to you by the Sphere Innovation Group. Check us out online at www.sphereinnovationgroup.com. If you would like to be part of the show today, give us a call at 657-383-1561. That's 657-383-1561. I am Ben Plowman, one of your co-hosts today. I'm a certified hypnotherapist and a certified life coach. And as always, and all the guide for our topics, I must say, is the amazing Dr. Melba Black.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Melba. Welcome to the show, as
Thank
always.
You. Thank you for that introduction. You're always very kind about that.
She's the one that always comes up with these interesting things for us to talk about. And today, I had a little fun when I typed it into the magic machine today and saying, hey, listen up, everybody. Trust yourself.
Yeah.
Because in all the world, there is no one who is more expert about you than you.
And that's the truth. And as Louise Hay says, the longest relationship you're going to have is you with you.
And if you can't trust you, who the hell can you trust? You know? You know, this is one of those topics that you know, we can have a lot of fun with. We can make a lot of jokes, but it's also one that's really important. When I first read the about what we were going to talk, what you thought we should talk about today, that struck me about that exuberance of youth. You know, it's one of the statements that I read was when a child goes to build a sandbox, he doesn't sit down and think if it's the best use of his time. All he knows is, I want to build a sandbox. So that's what he does.
Yeah.
It may be in the middle of the driveway, you know,
whatever it feels good, huh?
whatever it felt like. And so he just does that with the pure innocence and joy of youth. Now, immediately, you know, mom and dad or neighbor or friend or whatever kind of comes in and pisses on the parade and go, what'd you build it there for? Why don't you put it over there? Because over there is better because, you know.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we tend to lose that exuberance of youth, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's because we're not trusting ourselves, and also we think and as a kid we have to kind of comply with what the adults tell us,
with what the rules are. Yeah, that's right. That's it. Don't put it in the driveway. So, you know, now granted, that had a point, you know. Yeah. If the driveway probably wasn't the best spot, but over time, I guess it gets kind of the trust in your own decisions, right? We tend to have more and more think things through, and then there's a balance, a delicate line where, yes, I am thinking things through, mm-hmm. you know, but yet I'm still maintaining that innocence, that, you know, that belief in self.
Well, and you know, we talk a lot about the guidance system that you have, and your gut is, and I just actually in the class, there was some really good scientific information about the gut instinct.
What class are you talking about, Melvin?
The intuitive class.
There you go. Everybody out there doesn't know.
Well, anyway, the gut instinct is, it was put in there for a reason, for us to follow it, because the gut does not lie.
Right.
So get in touch with that second brain in your gut.
Yeah, it's marrying the two together, right? It's
yes.
like I'm going to build a sandbox in the middle of the driveway, and the gut kicks in, well, wait a minute. Move it 3 feet to the left and be perfect.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's that thing that's when you get to marry the two, right? When you the two halves begin to sync up.
Yeah, and really and truly, we're talking about the gut instinct has nothing to do with the ego self.
Right.
That your gut instinct is your survival primal. It is connected to the brain in a way that the brain and the gut talk to each other. And so if you're ever in a quandary, you need to just pull your awareness and your attention down right about 2 inches down below your belly button.
Yep. That's the spot. For you martial artists, it's called the Dajun. So anyway, the point I think that we're trying to get through here today about trusting yourself is so often we make these decisions based on what everybody else wants us to do. Then we end up, why? We're in a miserable life. I'm not doing anything that I choose to do.
Yeah, because the shoulds, woulds, and coulds,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because mom said, dad said, wife said, husband said,
yeah.
You know, kids got soccer, kids got, you know, everyone else is driving your life, uh-huh. But you, right?
And whose voices are you hearing inside your head?
Yeah, there's
and that's not mental illness, okay? Because we all have people talking to us that we replay. Somebody, you know, I mean, to this day, I am deathly afraid of snakes because my dad was.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they just give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, Heather tells the story. She can't eat oysters because. Sorry about that. She can't eat oysters because her mom's allergic to them. You know, and it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Is she really allergic to them?
Her mom is, but Heather isn't. And she, Heather, in fact, likes them. So,
oh, okay.
So and that kind of works out, you know?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you know, it's it gets passed on. Just like you said, fears and phobias,
yes, exactly.
are passed on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think it's a really good idea to, when you have these fears coming up, to really, is it really your belief system?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to test the snake thing, I can assure you, but I know where it came from, I still don't like them.
It's one of those things, you know, is it affecting your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you become homebound because mom is homebound, right?
Right.
Because mom is afraid to go out. Well, now it's affecting your life. Now, is it really your fear, or is it just you're just reinstating your mom's fear?
Right. You really have to go in and ask those questions.
Yeah, and the trick is not taking the easy answer, because we all go, oh no, it's me. It's the way I am. You know, we are not a product. Our fears are learned.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way. You're born with two fears, folks, and they're hardwired in, and they are fear of loud noises and fear of falling.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is learned, and we do have a caller on the line.
Oh, cool.
Let's see who it might be. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Well, hello, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're terrific. How are you?
I'm good.
And what's your name?
Nobody recognizes my voice?
Not yet.
Mama.
Miranda.
Hey, Miranda, how are you?
What are you doing?
I just finally was able to listen to you guys, and I'm not able to hear it on my phone for some reason, but I wanted to tell you to have a good show.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, so can you hear me now?
No, my phone isn't picking it up for some reason. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
Oh, no, you're fine. You can stay on the line. I can put you on so you can just hear or you can be part of the show, either one.
Okay. Whatever you guys want.
Okay.
Well, we want to talk about, we're talking about trusting yourself.
Yes, that's a good topic.
Do you have any comments or input you want to weigh in on that?
I just think it's an ever-evolving thing that we're learning.
Yeah. So, yes, Melvin, you are. You can't yell at her. She won't hear you.
Okay. Sorry. I'm yelling, thinking that you're going to hear me.
Oh.
I can hear you guys on the phone. I can't hear the show on my phone.
Oh. Okay. So you said something about evolving.
Yes, it's an ever-evolving thing that we're learning how to do.
That is. Well, actually, here's what's interesting, is that we had that trust as children. Totally, I'm going to go swing on a swing. Okay, perfect, perfect choice. It's pouring down rain. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go swing on a swing. Right? So you run out and you swing on the swing, right? With total belief in that it was the perfect thing to do at that moment in time.
Hopefully it's not lightning.
Well, you know, and therein lies the next step, right?
Yeah.
Mom and Dad said you can't go out, it's raining, or you can't go out because you're going to get hit by lightning. And that's when we begin to lose that complete and utter faith in our own decisions.
Okay. You agree with that?
I do.
Okay. Cool. You don't have to.
So
it's all good.
So as we grow, right, that second guessing gets worse and worse until we're right back where we were talking about before.
Right.
The would, shoulds, and coulds, right?
Right.
It's Dad said I should do this. Mom said I should do that. Wife said I should do this. Boyfriend said I should do that. The kids got this. I got, you know, the world says, you know, this book says.
Yes.
You know.
And then all of a sudden,
says,
you have no idea what your own thoughts are.
And until you're completely lost in the jungle.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Your voice gets completely drowned out. So all of a sudden you have this life where you're not content. You're not happy.
And you don't know what to do about
it. And you don't know what, why, how did I get here?
Right.
You know?
So we do have some steps to increase your self-trust.
We do.
So,
you know, Melvin, and before we even start, the first thing you got to do is what?
Breathe.
Yeah, nice deep breath.
Yeah.
That always is the place to start.
So, Miranda.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you're working on to trust yourself more?
I mean, very simply, just to silence the head and listen to what my body is telling me.
Ooh, you are such a good student.
Yeah. Start with the gut. And let the gut marry, sync up with the head, and then you've got the right decision, right? That's when you know it's the right one. You know, being aware of what you're thinking and what you're feeling, and are they congruent or incongruent?
And what we mean by that is the gut doesn't feel like there's a brick in it. The heart doesn't feel like there's an anvil on it. And the head is not stressing you out.
We're going in 100 directions.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very calm.
Okay.
And so when you're congruent, the heart feels open and warm and spacious, if you will. The gut feels light.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can take a really good deep breath and go, oh. That is, to me, the sign of congruency.
I agree with you. You know, it's when everything feels in alignment.
Yes.
I feel comfortable in my own skin and so on. So in order to get there, folks, when you're thinking about, you know, why is everything crappy around me, right? Well, probably because you're making decisions trying to please others.
Yeah.
Or you were doing what you thought society should. Right, or guru should,
or you're just ignoring your guidance.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Sorry, I had to put that in there.
You're letting the want get in the way of what feels good.
So, you know, there is this whole thing that you have to balance is common sense and logic and where you are in your reality. But then there's this part of you that also has to trust the unknown.
Yeah, and take that leap of faith.
Yes.
And that comes to the trust in self.
It does.
That was really well put, Mel, but that's exactly what that is.
Oh.
You know, in order to leap off the cliff and realize that there really is a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And you can't do that unless you really have some trusting within yourself, because you may do it and it's okay to be a little anxious and a little bit afraid. But on Yana Van Sant, I'm probably messing up her name, on the Super Soul Sunday, she says it's okay to let a little pee trickle down your leg.
No, that's actually a good sign.
That's a good sign. That's a human sign.
Am I saying that correctly? I know you listen to it too.
Yeah, I think she was saying if you don't have a little pee trickling down your leg, you're doing something wrong. Yeah. Because there should be the fear there.
Off the cliff. You know, you have to understand what it is, you know, but it takes that bit of fear, that bit of trepidation.
But she said just a little bit, not a whole strain. I mean, she painted such a visual, it will be forever imprinted in my thoughts. And, you know, there are times when you can trust yourself and, hey, you might mess up a bit. So you cannot stay there because time that you have I don't even want to call it a failure, an expectation that didn't turn out the way that you saw it, I'm going to say it that way, is that it's always a learning process and it's never a bad thing. Those are the lessons that we learn. And so you analyze it, you move on, you forgive whatever you need to do, and you move on and say, hey, there you go. I won't be doing that again.
And therein lies the answer, right? It's you know, we all screw up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, no one knows 100% ever, but it's when you screw up and you move on from it, you can, okay, I've learned my lesson. It's when you do it again and you repeat the same mistake, that's when you need to take the pause and say, okay, twice or three times or four, whatever it may
be.
Say, why am I repeating the same error?
Yeah.
What is it? Where's the blind spot?
Yeah. There's a poem, and I can't remember the person that wrote it. It was called The Hole in the Sidewalk. Talks about walking down the sidewalk, and there's a hole, and I fall in it. I walk down the sidewalk again. I fall in it again. Okay, the third time they're walking down the sidewalk, they go around the hole. And then the fourth time, they go on a different sidewalk.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
And I love those metaphors.
Yeah. And it really is. It's about being willing to learn a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's forgiving yourself.
It's not staying down in the hole.
In the bottom of the hole. Yeah. I mean that's the whole Chet LaHaye story, from World War II. You know, I mean, it's very much that same kind of concept of it's your perspective.
Right. So you want to weigh in on any of this?
Well, no, I agree with what you're saying. I think, too, learning to trust yourself is being willing to fall a couple of times until you get the hang of it.
Agreed. You have to have some experience under your belt.
There is not a pilot in the world whose first landing wasn't scary as shit. You know, there isn't one. I mean, there isn't not one, you know.
You have to jump in the water to learn how to swim.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's
it. We're using a lot of metaphors today, aren't we?
It is. It's metaphor Thursday, didn't you?
So we got. Can I give them a couple of tips?
Yeah.
So one is, you know, this whole thing about breathing. Then the next thing you want to do is be aware of what you're thinking and feeling, not just what you were doing. It's an inside job to trust yourself.
It is. No one can give you this, folks. It's something that you have to work on all by your lonesome.
And then once you're aware and you're paying attention to what you're thinking and feeling, you need to take a little bit of time to listen to what the signals are. Your body gives you signals every day of what it needs or how to protect you. Your body wants to survive. It's there to help you live in the 3D world. It's your vehicle that we're in. So you want to listen. And there's a suggestion in the information that I've printed out or been printed out that those signals, it's really a good idea to name them.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, Joe, George.
Well, I was thinking more like, my heart's really beating fast. I was thinking something like that.
Oh.
I don't know.
Not Bruce.
It didn't have any special specifications on how you name them.
Okay.
Maybe recognizing it is a better way to say that.
Okay. Well, you could name them too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there comes George again.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I have a client, you know, I always talk about the, when I'm working with folks, the inner voice typically sounds very juvenile, isn't it? Because it is, right? And so many of them have given it a name. After they come to realize that, That's just Judy talking again.
I love that.
You know,
I have the homeless bag lady. I need to give her a name, don't I?
Homeless bag lady kind of works. I'm just,
yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Yeah. She. I have to send her to Florida or Belize on vacation every once in a while because she comes back, and I have to send her back, pack her suitcase.
So,
I'm serious about that, folks.
Yeah, she is.
Yes, she is.
And everything.
Anyway, so we got awareness, we're naming the signals or the voices, and then most of us Westerners, we do not take time to process our feelings. Oh no, there's that feeling again. I got to push that way down because feelings are not socially acceptable except anger.
I don't think that's just Americans. I think that is the human race.
Okay, I have to agree. But I only know about Westerners.
Yeah.
So you're going to process, and you know, every time you have a feeling, that feeling is not static. It moves. Like you can have 10 different emotions in a course of a 10-second period. It can run the gamut from anger to love to sadness. And so what we are trying to tell you is that the emotions, just sit back and let them come up and say, oh, well, there's that. Now, is there something attached to that that I need to do or let go or whatever?
And choose the one you want.
Yeah.
You know, we can
choose.
You can. It's a complete and utter choice on your part. You know, it's a conscious choice that you can make.
And one of the things that I like, Carl, is we're all the time giving people that we care about advice, listening to them, caring for them. Why don't we do this for ourselves?
Yeah, and not take everybody else's advice when you've been sitting around drinking pitchers of beer.
Yeah.
Right? What I think you ought to do, you know, rarely is that what you should do at all.
Well, especially around drinking beer.
You know? when you're out with the girls or you're out with the guys and the inevitable bitch session begins to start,
yeah,
it's a good time to go home.
Right.
You know?
So respect your opinion. Even more so than you respect others. And listen, there's nothing wrong with getting advice from people that you feel that are wise and that have your best interest at heart, accepting and non-judgmental. There's absolutely nothing wrong. But ultimately, you have the deciding factor in what you want to do.
You are the only expert on the planet about you.
Yeah, true.
You know, you're the only one. So it's great to make decisions and to get all the data,
uh-huh,
the different points of view. But remember, you are the only expert on you, you know. And as much as my dad would love for me to be a gardener, I would rather stick needles in my arm than go be a gardener.
Well, you know that now, don't you?
I do. I do, you know.
So you want to weigh in on this, honey?
Well, I think going back just a little bit to, you know, naming or recognizing the feelings that are coming up, I read a quote a while ago that said, rest assured that when you are feeling anxious, that you're putting your trust in the wrong thing.
Ooh, I like it.
And so that just kind of reminds me, when I'm feeling anxious, I'm putting my trust in something or someone outside of myself instead of going in to listen to what I'm actually being told that I need to listen to.
Excellent point.
So recognizing when that anxiety comes up, it's because you're not centered where you need to be centered.
You are right on, baby.
And that comes down to what Miranda just said. It's about listening, you know, getting in tune with, and it starts with that breath.
It does.
It does. Because, folks, you can't hear what your body's trying to tell you when you are so spun up about whatever it might be, whether it's work, kids, traffic light, whatever. If you're spun up, you are not going to get a clear read on what you're hearing. It's going to have to come through that stress filter or the spin filter, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's about getting, just letting yourself calm down for 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden you will get a good read.
Absolutely.
Of what's going on.
That's when the connection is made in your guidance system. And that is physiologically how it works. It's not just some woo-woo stuff.
Oh, no. MRI scans are one that show all this is going on, how the brain fires and works and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, and how each neurotransmitter connects in the
autoimmune system.
Yeah.
That was
autonomic. Help me out here. Sympathetic system.
Sympathetic. Yeah.
That one. I know this stuff. It's just my mouth isn't working.
And folks, if you're interested in a lot of the research that's going on in this stuff, go to NIH.gov. That's the National Institute of Health.gov. Look at relaxation therapies. Look at those kinds of stress factors and whatnot for research. And this is where all the peer-reviewed research is. Now, you know, I stay away from the woo-woo. I'm not giving you any of the woo-woo sites because none of that is peer-reviewed, right? That's just somebody coming up with a theory and putting it out there, and it sounds plausible, but it's never been tested, never been out there. It's like the 100th monkey kind of stuff,
yeah.
Right? You know, if you all don't know the 100th monkey, there was this gentleman had a theory that these monkeys on this one island, they knew how to use tools. And then all of a sudden, monkeys from on other islands around them began to use tools. So his theory was because 100 monkeys learned how to use this tool on this one island, it spontaneously jumped to the other ones. Now, that's just, if that's true, then why can't I speak Italian? You know, why can't I do brain surgery or, you know, those kinds of things.
Right.
You know, so you know, you see, as you see, it kind of falls apart pretty quickly. You know, especially when you think about, well, they could have jumped a boat. They could have done many ways to have transgressed. But so my point being is that the research, if it's peer reviewed, right, that means a lot of different universities, a lot of different scientists have taken a look at it and go, yeah, this has merit, you know? So, you know, go take a look at it. It'll be fun for you.
Okay. So we're back.
my scientific rant.
No, well, I agree totally with that. I like the science part of that. I think it's important. And the more that we understand how things work scientifically and they're creating the technology that can measure some of the woo-woo stuff, it feels more like it's validated.
Also, it's not woo-woo, right?
Yeah. I like this one point, though. It said, I'll just read it. So we're getting back to self-trusting. Think like a witness rather than a participant. And I like this question. So if you're thinking about what would you advise someone else to do in your situation?
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Just think about that for a minute. So why don't you take your own advice? I know, Miranda, you tell me that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was very diplomatic, Miranda.
Well, the same thing for me, I can tell somebody all day long what I see from the outside, but when it comes to my personal stuff, you know, I have a hard time following through on what I would tell somebody else to do.
Well, yeah. I know who we're talking about that advising, so we won't get into that.
Well, yeah, I know who we're talking about you, too.
Okay.
So,
but that's what I meant, me, not you.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. That's my daughter.
Yeah, I could tell. So the point being, though, to move on, if you're going to learn to trust, if you can't trust yourself, who the hell can you trust?
True.
Because you're the only one that knows about you. And it's a great thing to make a list about things that you do trust about yourself.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you trust yourself to get yourself to work on time? Right? I mean, just make a list, right?
Yep.
And understand, are you truthful? Make a list of this stuff that you are. And then you can begin to build an even greater depth of self-trust than you had before.
It's something about putting it on paper in black and white
right.
that brings it more into reality.
Right. You know, it kind of comes down to so many people believe Doc Oz on TV, knowing and don't trust themselves. Now, Doc Oz has never met them, knows nothing about them, but he says you need to take this vitamin, what's a jigger, you know?
Yeah.
And you do it, and you feel terrible, but you think, I should feel better because Dr. Oz says I'm supposed to feel better. Right? Trust yourself. Trust
it's
your
not
body.
Even Dr. Oz. We're talking about many medical doctors here. Know. But anyway.
I'm thinking one that happened to be on TV.
Yeah.
So it's about trust yourself. Trust what your body is telling you, you know?
And here's
Go ahead, honey. I was just going to say, besides that, which I think is a great idea, I just wrote that down to do for myself, but once you feel like you've let yourself down a few times and you don't know how to trust yourself anymore because you feel like you've made really bad decisions, what would you suggest to somebody other than the thing you just mentioned, which I think is a great idea?
I think you would have to rebuild your trust in yourself by saying, okay, honey, this is what you did. Now let it go. I'm going to do better next time. You have to have that coaching self-talk. You can't criticize yourself and judge yourself and beat yourself up. That does nobody any good.
And accent the positive no matter how small. I got up on time today. If that's where you need to start, start rebuilding from there.
Yeah. Just rebuild it with baby steps and notice how you're talking to yourself.
Because negative self-talk will keep you in the bottom of the hole.
It will. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then, if that doesn't work, you have people, you have a support team around you that will, if you can't believe that in yourself, you go to your support people that love you and care about you. And let them be your believing eyes until you can get your mojo back.
Yep. But be wary with this. Not everybody you know is your believing eyes.
No, you have to know who your believing eye people are. Like, I'm your believing eyes.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those issues where, you know, not everybody you know has your best interest at heart, because sometimes making you feel worse about you makes I get to feel better about me.
Yeah.
And that's a really bad situation to be in.
But I think you know what we're talking about, discriminatory. I know you are very discriminate with whom you share your innermost feelings with, and that's what we're talking about.
That is exactly right. And I think one of the more important ones is to, you know, that empathy you have for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's having a bad day, somebody just made a mistake. You know, allow yourself that same latitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
just because you made the wrong turn doesn't mean you can't drive or you don't know where directions are, or you know what I mean. It just doesn't need to jump that far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's also like this too, and those believing eye people, ask them to tell you what you're good at.
That's a good idea.
You know, especially it's kind of, well, for one thing, it lets you feel like they've actually paid attention to what you're good at. And second of all, you can agree or disagree with them. Most of the time I'd say we would agree. When you agree with one or more people, it makes it stronger. The energy's stronger.
Right. It begins to build. And
yes.
It'll snowball all by its little lonesome.
Yes.
You know, making you feel better or allowing you to feel better about self and get in contact with self.
And I think one of the bridges to where we can trust ourselves, and if we do mess up, is just being in gratitude. Thank you for this happening. Thank you that I got through it. It could have been a lot worse. Thank you for, you know, letting me see where I need to do some changing, where I need to grow. And so it can always be a positive perspective.
Yeah. Just living in gratitude is a real great way to combat the negative, right? We all like to live in this. So many folks like to live in that negative world, right? Right. Especially with all the politics going on.
Oh my goodness.
It's all negative. It's all this. They're a bit. This is bad. That's bad. This is bad. You know, this is terrible. You're terrible. You know, instead of living in gratitude, I'm just thankful it was a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah.
You can start there.
And you can always, you know, one of my favorite scriptures is, this too shall pass. I am thankful this will pass.
Yeah. I mean, it's you're just being grateful, you know. And you can start that every morning in the shower, when you get out of bed, in the shower, you say, what a great day.
Yeah.
You know?
Take a breath. Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Seize the day.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really kind of where all this starts, is being, once you find a way to live in gratitude, to live in harmony, live in peace, all these other things then start happening naturally. Self-trust begins to build mm-hmm. rapidly. When you make a mistake, you realize that's exactly what it is.
Right.
Don't do that again, you know, and move on.
And I'll say there's something about when you start trusting yourself and your guidance system, you tend to trust others.
Yes. And you tend to only attract those that are trustworthy.
Uh-huh. It's funny how that works.
It really is. You tend to attract mm-hmm. Peaceful people. I know since I was able to kind of get into this place of harmony and bliss and live my life here, those that created turmoil in my life have gone away without any confrontation whatsoever. It's just as a natural evolution, since I'm always positive, they chose not to be around me.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, there's a universal law, right?
Yeah. I was thinking there might be.
It's called the law of vibration. Somebody in your, if you're vibrating your frequency, and what I'm getting a little quantum physics here, if you are in that harmonious, peaceful, loving, compassionate vibration, the people around you either has to come up to that vibration or they're going to move away. That is a universal law.
And I am living proof. I've watched it happen time and time again, even to the point where when I do try and reach out to them, they don't reach back. You know, So it's kind of fun to watch that happen. And I can only tell you folks, once you get there, it's like, wow, this is like really cool.
You live joyous. You live lighter.
And the people that come into my life bring more joy mm-hmm. and more peace.
Boy, that is an understatement, isn't it?
It truly is. It truly is. I know we kind of leap pretty fast sometimes on some of these topics, but it really is. If you're, you know, when you're in the bottom of the hole, right, it's really hard to say, well, I'm going to lead a blissful life. If you're in the bottom of the hole right now, things should start right. Pick one thing to be joyous for today or grateful mm-hmm. for today, right? And trust yourself about today. It's a beautiful sunny day. You know, I feel good. In this moment, I feel okay.
Yeah, take your shoes off, go outside and stand in the grass barefoot.
Yeah.
That'll ground you.
Yeah. That'll help you realize that, hey, you know, the world keeps spinning.
Yeah.
You know, I can either enjoy the day or not. It's my choice.
So how much longer do we have?
We got 7 minutes. Do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah. Miranda, do you have anything else you want to say on me?
No. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining
us. I am so thrilled that you called in. You have made my day.
Don't be a stranger, Aww. Miranda.
Well, happy
and
Mother's Day.
And I will see you tomorrow evening.
Yes, you will.
I love you, honey.
Love you. Bye, Ben.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Can I read the quote that said our stuff?
You can.
Or do you want to read it?
No, go right ahead.
Okay, so there is a quote from Golda Meir. She was the former Prime Minister of Israel many years ago.
Back in the turmoil, back in the 50s.
50s and 60s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I want to say. When statehood and whatnot, UN votes and whatnot were going
right.
on.
Right.
I remember right.
I think you're right there. But anyway, this great quote is, try
again.
Maybe you should read it. Go ahead. You read it.
Trust yourself. Create the kind of self that you will be happy to live with all your life. Make the most of yourself by fanning the tiny inner sparks of possibility into flames of achievement.
Oh, that's good.
Golda Meir.
Thank you.
And imagine, this is a woman who became a powerful presence on a world stage
mm-hmm.
when women were not allowed on the world stage.
Oh, no. I remember that well.
So, that was a really good quote there, Melo.
Well, that was in the stuff. So, yes. So, remember, what we talking to you about is also trusting and loving yourself, and make sure that you're paying attention to the inner voice and what's being said. And just have a great Mother's Day for all your mothers out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, everybody, I'm going to play you a tune from my favorite artist, Juan Jason Kenney. And here it comes. I think it's going to come. Hang on, I need to push the right button. You'd think I could push the right button more than once.
He's playing at the Crimson Moon this Saturday at 8 o'clock. Go on, I guess.
Thank you all for joining us. As always, we are brought to you by the Sphere Innovation Group. Check us out online at www.sphereinnovation.com. And folks, remember, you know, cut yourself some slack. You know, no one knows you better than you. You can, in fact, trust yourself. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you all next week for another edition of Deep Thoughts from the Shallow End.